Paddly Diddly. This is HeadNet, and you are listening to today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It's Bill Bailey with today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio. I just wanted to take a minute in this little intro before the intro to give you an update on some of the things we got going on here at today's Boondoggle. And we recently launched an email account. So if you have any questions, suggestions, or comments, you're enjoying the show, you want to see something different, you want to see certain guests on the show, you can reach us at todaysboondoggle@gmail.com. And as you know, the coronavirus lockdown has hit a lot of us financially. Boondoggle didn't escape it either. And if you want to support us financially so we can get you these interviews that you enjoy each week, you can donate to our GoFundMe. There's you get on GoFundMe, look up today's Boondoggle. We got a GoFundMe that will be ongoing. And as well as a Venmo, you can donate. If you use Venmo, go to Venmo, Domain, or today's Boondoggle. And then also there's our Anchor sponsorship on the Anchor app, anchor.fm. Look up today's Boondoggle and you can become a monthly sponsor to us there. As you know, this is a veteran-owned and operated program we got going on here. It's very been, man, incredibly therapeutic for a guy like myself who, you know, is a veteran with PTSD and anxiety. It just gets me out there talking with people and gets me out of my comfort zone, and it's been awesome. But it all costs us, you know, the travel, accommodations, to get to these interviews that you want to hear. So if you can help out anyway, we truly appreciate it. Also, please follow us on social media. It's at Today's Boondoggle. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Just please follow, subscribe, comment, download the episodes. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, you know, any of the programs that you use to listen to your podcast. Please do whatever you can to support us, and hope you enjoy this episode. Thanks.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.
This is easier for me to listen back and type it and all that stuff, you know, watching a video. But all right, so let me start you out here. Please state your name and what do you do?
My real name is Christine Flaherty, but my other name is Kay Flay, and I am an alternative hip-hop-ish artist from San Francisco.
And, okay, so you answer that question. Where's your group from, San Francisco? And what other opportunities would you say you have there if you didn't choose this path?
You know, it's hard to say. I feel like I get asked sometimes, you know, like, what would your job be or something if you weren't touring? I feel like when I start doing something, regardless of what it is, I sort of, like, have tunnel vision and don't really consider any other options. Okay. So I'm not totally positive. I assume I would, like, have a job, hopefully, but I think I would.
But you're just like an all or nothing
kind of. In a weird way. Like, I'm a very pensive person, but once I decide on something, I'm just, it's kind of like, I don't really ever question it too much.
Okay, sweet. And then how long have you been involved in the music scene, and what would you say prompted your journey?
I've been touring now about 4 years, and what prompted it, the whole genesis of it, was I was in college and I was having a conversation with a friend about kind of mainstream rap at the time, and I was like talking a little bit of shit, and he basically challenged me to write a song. I didn't do music before or anything like that. I didn't grow up, you know, like making tracks or writing songs or in bands, and I did. And there was something about it that was just really compelling, and it was so outside of the world that I was occupying at school, and I was very, I focus. So it was this very nice kind of other version of me that started to exist. Yeah.
So the kayfabe.
Yeah. Exactly.
What are three pieces of advice that you would give to younger musicians?
First piece of advice: play as many live shows as possible. I think most of the good things that have happened for me have been because of a live show. Second thing, treat everybody with respect. I mean, you should do that, generally speaking, but it's the music industry is pretty small, and you know, if you're a little big for your britches, I think it kind of comes back to bite you in a major way. Third piece of advice? I don't know. Have fun. It's a very, you know, it's a strange existence to be on the road, but I think it's, you know, it's a very singular and amazing thing. And you know, it's cool to wake up in the morning and know you get to play a show and share your music with people.
What would you say are some things that have surprised you or still surprise you in the music industry?
I feel like sometimes I'm surprised by how last minute a lot of things get put together. Like, things that seem like they should be super organized and everybody should kind of have the schedule ahead of time often are like the night before or the morning of.
We can discover that ourselves.
But, yeah, no, it's just, I mean, you know, it's the logistics of putting on any kind of show are sort of insane. So it's interesting to watch, like, big-ass productions, and you kind of see the inside of it, and you're like, you know, this nobody really knows what's going on for a minute. But
what, they pay you how much for it?
So what are three bands that you think kids should be encouraged to listen to before they can graduate high school?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, before they can graduate high school. I mean, well, actually, we were just listening on the bus before I came over, so I'm a little biased, but I do think Rage Against the Machine is one of them. I feel like we were actually talking about it. It sort of feels like they're a band, yet their sound is so unified. It just kind of sounds like a thing. You know, sometimes, like, with a band, you're like, oh, the guitar player is sick, or, like, the singer. It just feels like Rage is just this entity that, you know, obviously the individual members are, you know, very talented. But Rage Against the Machine, I'd say Outkast, and a third. I mean, I feel like people have probably given this answer before, but the Beatles. I mean, I love the Beatles.
Awesome.
You know?
Yeah, so, and
it's,
you need
it's
to
kind
talk
of
to.
Cheesy to say, but yeah. That's like saying, you know, like, you like Harry Potter or some shit. Like, it's universal and it's amazing.
Yeah.
Not to liken the Beatles to Harry Potter. Beatles, well, I feel strongly about both. Anyway.
Well, if you haven't talked to the guys in the Maine yet, they also like the Beatles too. So there you got a connection there.
Yeah,
you know?
Those guys are awesome.
And then what books or movies would you say have changed your life?
A ton of films. I do like movies, but I'm more of a documentary person, but I do read a lot of books. I would say there's a book called The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood that I think, to me, it has like probably one of the best endings I've read ever. It's incredibly, I mean, I'm not going to spoil anything.
Yeah, no spoilers.
No spoilers, but and I think it sort of shifted my perspective on like sort of first-person narratives. When I was growing up, I don't know. To be honest, I read so much Roald Dahl as a young person, like, you know, when I was like 8 or 9. And it's just, there's such an imagination to it. And I still think Roald Dahl is like one of the best authors. I mean, incredibly prolific, but like also one of the best, most imaginative storytellers ever to live. So yeah, Roald Dahl.
You know, I gotta have my daughters listen to this interview because I really wish they would read more books. And you know, I turn off the TV and kick them out of the house to go play when the weather's nice. But you know, man, they need to read more.
I love reading. I think it's sort of like meditative for me. I guess it's a space where, you're sort of immersed in this other world that, if it's done right, is, you know, incredibly captivating and sort of altering on some level.
Cool. And then, where would you say you draw most of your inspiration when you're writing?
When I'm writing, I think most of my inspiration is from kind of my own personal set of experiences, but I kind of amalgamate that with what's going on in the lives of my friends as well. So it's sort of like, I typically use the first person, but oftentimes it's sort of like me mixed with like, you know, my old roommate or whatever. Because I think, I don't know, I think it's sort of interesting to approach like a kind of confessional type of song. It's interesting to approach that from a third person perspective, even if you're writing in the first person.
Okay, where did you... What would you see, like, truly, like, inspires you or pumps you up every morning when you start your day?
Coffee. Well, definitely that. That might be a generic answer. I don't know. I have, like, a little routine. Like, I get up, I read the news, drink some coffee, try to pretend like I'm home. Wherever, somewhere normal. And, I don't know, especially on Warsaw, like, every morning I wake up just excited to play a set, so it's really, I kind of just want to get up.
Yeah. Are there any, like, causes or organizations that you strongly support and encourage others to take the time to look into?
I did a crowdfunding kind of campaign for my latest record, and once we reached our goal, 10% of everything we gave to an organization called First Book, which gets back to books, but basically they provide, you know, books for kids in low-income areas and schools and community centers and things like that. So I think, I mean, to me, I think there's a really interesting essay by Vladimir Nabokov about reading and writing, and that sort of a book is like a journey, and I think music's the same way, where the writer does their thing and you get to this point on top of the mountain, and then the reader also has to take a journey, and it can be arduous and it can be annoying and it can be, you know, like shit you gotta wade through, but once you actually reach that apex, it's incredibly fulfilling. So I think, yeah, books are cool. That's basically what I'm saying. And music is too.
So if more people wanted to learn about you and your art, where would you encourage them to go?
I would encourage them to go to probably my website right now, which is just kflay.com. You know, new record came out a couple weeks ago, so it's fresh off the closed presses, and you know, really excited about it. I was on a major label for 2 years. I left and released this independently, and I feel, yeah, I'm really proud of it and really excited that it is out there.
Cool. So, you know, going back to, I mentioned earlier, I got daughters at home.
Yeah.
I'm single dad of 2 daughters. You're up there, you're rapping, you're a beautiful woman. You know, what message would you like to send to the young girls out there today?
I think, you know, I was raised with a lot of, like a mix of kind of toughness or something, and but also just a confidence, not like an overconfidence, like there's a bunch of shit I'm horrible at, but you know, I think it's important to maintain a sense of yourself despite the circumstances that you're sort of embedded in. And I think, you know, and this is true for men and women, but like I think people tend to lose themselves when, you know, there's like a break in their kind of internal security, maybe. And I think especially for women and for young women, I know there can be an impulse, especially in entertainment, towards, you know, kind of sexualizing artists and making that a part of the story, when it's sort of, and it's certainly male artists are sexualized as well, but not kind of automatically in the same way. And I think it's important to remember that, like, that's not a necessary part of success. And I think, you know, people will, if you respect what you do, people will also respect it, you know? And I think there's a lot of ways to be a strong woman in the world.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned documentaries earlier. Have you ever seen Misrepresentation?
I have, yes.
Okay, yeah. I sat down with my girls to watch that just so they get, I mean, I got 13 and 10-year-olds, so they're kind of old enough to understand, but it's just like, a lot's changed me growing up and everything, and just the way the media bombards them. And it's like my oldest especially, you know, growing up, being a teenager now, I tell her always, you know, be a leader, don't be a follower, you know. And she's just like, the clothing trends and everything, and I'm just like, you know, biting my nails as a dad, like, come on, you know, I want you to be you and be proud of who you are, and if that's who you are, cool, but if you're looking like everybody else, then I know that's not who you are, you're becoming a clone. So, you know, I'm totally just trying to encourage her to, you know, find her niche. I don't care if she shaves her head or whatever, just as long as she stays true to who she is, you know, and keeps her grades up too, you know.
Grades are important.
Yeah. And then finally, are there any like shout outs that you like to give to anyone at this time?
Oh my gosh. Well, shout out. Well, now that we're talking about parenting, shout out to my parents. They're pretty dope. Shout out to my sister, who I'm about to see.
I'd like to give a shout out to your parents too, because I think they did a fine job. I'm impressed with this interview.
Thank you. I actually have, I got three parents, so all of them get shout outs. Yeah, shout out to Nick, who drums with me, Nicholas Sir,
okay, yeah,
who's awesome. One of my best friends in the whole world. We get to play music together, which is cool. There's a radio station where I grew up outside Chicago called B96. And they used to do shout outs, and my sister and I would call in like incessantly to give shout outs to our friends, and then we would record the program on a cassette tape on a boombox. So I'm giving a shout out to myself, giving a shout out to my friend in 1996.
That is awesome. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you for listening once again to today's Boondoggle Radio Show. Please check out our website, DomainCLE.com and todaysboondoggle.com. Be sure to follow us on social media at Today's Boondoggle on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter for more information about this podcast. Support us on www.anchor.fm/todaysboondoggle, as well as on GoFundMe as well. Be sure to subscribe, comment, download, and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spreaker, and all the other podcast platforms. Please email us with questions, suggestions, and comments via todaysboondoggle@gmail.com. Please leave us comments and 5-star reviews. Thanks once again for listening to Today's Boondoggle Radio Show.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.